Now, did this just kind of work out that way? Is it just coincidence that you signed your contract on the same day you turned 21, or did you plan it this way?
No, I think it just turned out that way. I mean, our season wound up and playoffs are starting, so I think they wanted to get the deal done, and you know, fortunate enough that it fell on my 21st birthday.
All right. Well, tell me about this whole process and kind of how this all came about for you.
Well, you know, after training camp, they sent me back to juniors, and they said, you know, just keep playing well. We like your game, so hopefully, a contract will come. And just played my season, kept going, and, you know, wasn't really focusing on that, just trying to play as well as I can. And near the end of the season, they kind of, you know, mentioned that we'd be coming down to, offer me a contract. And just the last few days been, negotiating it, and it just finally came through, and it's, you know, it was an exciting day, and it was very fortunate to happen on my birthday.
So how much are you involved in the negotiation, or do you just leave that totally to your agent?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not involved too much. It's mostly, my agent and Calgary's organization going back and forth. I'm just, kind of just out there playing hockey, trying to do as well as I can while they're, focusing on the business side of things.
So, as I understand it, you've got a bunch of your family there as well, up from Arizona and hanging out with you. So, I guess just to the entire reaction, how thrilled is the Carroll family today?
Yeah, they're ecstatic. I'm just meeting up with them pretty soon here. Going to go get some lunch and some dinner tonight, celebrate my birthday and signing. So, couldn't have planned it better. It's a big day for my family, and definitely very happy.
Austin Carroll's with us. He signs his entry-level contract with the Flames today. Austin, now, I haven't had the opportunity to talk with you since the draft when the Flames took you in this past draft. So tell me about your season in Victoria. And before we get into kind of the individual stuff, just the overall season for the Royals. You're the number two seed in the division. How do you look back at this regular season heading into the playoffs?
Having it be my 20-year-old year, my last year in junior, definitely wanted to have a good year, individually as a team. And we've had some highs and lows, but I think we're pretty happy with our season. We went on some good tears there and played some good teams in our conference. So we're happy and looking forward to playoffs. We got Prince George, our first round. So we can't take them lightly, but, we're looking forward to it and hopefully make a big push.
So where is the team in terms of clicking on all cylinders and the way you're playing? How are you feeling about this group heading into the postseason?
Well, we've been kind of locked in the second position here for a while. We haven't been able to, climb or go down. So, been kind of in limbo, but we've been trying to play every game recently as a playoff game to get that ready. And I think we have been firing off into the cylinders, and, the chemistry is going, and, we're just fine-tuning our game now. So, I think we're in a good spot, good position as a team to head into playoffs.
Tell me about the Prince George Cougars and the type of challenge they present for you in round one.
They're a hard physical team, and they come to work every game, so they're not going to make it any easy on us. So, we've got to go out there, stick to our systems. We got Dave Lowry, is a great coach, and he's put in some structure to make be successful. And I think if we just have some good work ethic and, want to win more than they do, we can take it for sure.
Seems like hard working is kind of the thing that you hear most. I mean, we don't get to see you all that often being out here in the Eastern Conference in the Western Hockey League, but it sure does sound like everybody talks about the work ethic of the Victoria Royals, but you play for the team. How important is that work ethic?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest keys. Our team and our coaches focus on just working every game and every shift, because at the end of the day, if you work hard in all three zones, good things will happen in around the net. So, we got good four lines, good set of D that, they work. We work hard. We have a skilled team as well. So if you put hard work and skill together, it's pretty unstoppable when we get going.
He is Austin Carroll of the Victoria Royals, signs his entry-level deal with the Flames today. You mentioned Dave Lowry. How influential has he been as a coach in your career?
I can't give him enough credit. He's, he's really fine-tuned my game, and he's allowed me to, go from being a pretty, steady player in the Western League to being a top-tier player, and he's helped me, find my tune and make me realize what kind of player I need to be on and off the ice to potentially be an NHL or pro hockey player. And it's worked out well, and I've just been fortunate enough to play with him for 3 years now.
So where has he fine-tuned your game? Like, if you were to look at it, where has he really helped you show improvement?
I think in and around the net. Don't be a perimeter player. Get into the hard areas and, you know, really be that stereotypical power forward, battle in front of the net, go to the net, shoot at all opportunities, and, use my skill when need be. But other than that, keep it pretty simple, straight lines. And, he says, if you're in and around the net, that's where you'll score most of your goals. So, he's been really helping me just be more of a power forward.
You put up some pretty darn good numbers this year, 77 points in 69 regular season games. So how happy were you with your season?
I set a goal and I wanted to have a great season, put up some numbers and also be a leader on the team. And, as the year ended, I was fairly happy with my season and my production. So, I had some good teammates and some good line mates along the way to make that happen. So I definitely look back on a very successful season.
So how were you used this year? Like, in terms of you're one of the leaders on the team, you're one of the 20-year-olds, but in terms of utilization, are we talking about all situations, power play, penalty kill, just your overall utilization?
I played on the top line most of the year, and not so much a penalty killer. We got good core penalty killing unit that they like to use. I've been, on the power play, in front of the net and on the half wall making plays, so... They've used me more as an offensive force this year, more and less so as a defensive force.
I know when we talked to you at the draft, you talked about skating and really talked about wanting to improve there as you entered the season. How has that come along in terms of your foot speed and your skating and that type of stuff?
Yeah, I definitely feel more confident in my speed. We have a great group of coaches and skills coaches with Jeff Compton here with the Royals, and most practices we're doing something after working on my speed, my quickness, and around the net. So it's come a long way, and I think there's always improvements that need to be done, but I'm definitely feeling a lot more confidence with my skating.
Just a few more with Austin Carroll of the Victoria Royals. He signs his entry-level contract with the Flames today. So on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis throughout the season, how much contact do you have with the Flames?
I'm in contact once in a while. Ron Sutter's been a big help this year, keeping me informed, and he watches my games and gives me some tips and some pointers. But I'm in contact every week or every couple of weeks with them, just kind of filling me in where I'm at, where I stand, and what I can work on and what I've been doing well.
So tell me about the experience in Penticton at the Young Stars Classic. I know for me and a lot of the other guys who were there watching and covering the tournament, you were kind of one of the standouts in that event. But how did you feel playing in Penticton?
I felt great. I mean, didn't really know what to expect, and I haven't really had an atmosphere like that yet. So it was definitely an eye-opening experience. But I just went out there and, just tried to work and, show my skills and show my stuff. And I think it worked out well, and I was fairly confident, and I'm looking forward to next training camp to improve myself even more.
Well, how does that, and then going to an NHL training camp and sticking around for a little bit, so how does that kind of propel you into the Western League season? How much can you take from that going into your club season in Victoria?
It helps a lot. I mean, just the pace and all the players really push you to, go at 100% maximum every day. So when you head back to juniors, it's important to keep that work ethic and keep that the pace, they'd say, when you do go back to juniors. And it helped me a lot, especially right when I got back to juniors, it was I just had the confidence and the speed in my game that was evidence coming off of an NHL training camp.
Final question for you, and I ask it because, I mean, you are nearing the end of your junior hockey career. Today's your 21st birthday. I know you've got a playoff series and hopefully a long playoff run ahead, but, maybe sometime in Adirondack in the American Hockey League this year, and who knows what happens next season, probably in the American Hockey League. So just knowing what you've experienced in a short time with an NHL organization, how comfortable are you in making that jump and making that transition to professional hockey?
I'm comfortable. I feel like I've had some, great coaches and teammates along the way pushing myself. And, the Western League is a high-end league to play your juniors at. So
heading into Adirondack, if need be at the end of the season, I'm definitely comfortable and I'm, looking forward to it. And it's definitely going to be, a quicker, bigger, faster pace, but I think I'll be able to adapt just fine and do well up there.
Well, Austin, I really appreciate the time this afternoon. Congratulations on the contract. Good luck in the postseason, and happy birthday, man. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.